Hello, my name's John Schaefer and welcome to The Wealth Show from Citywire. In this podcast, we look at whether there's a bubble emerging in the retail logistics sector as investors move away from offices in the high street. This next recording is taken from our recent property investment roundtable. Full coverage of the debate is available in our latest magazine. Speakers in this section include Alex Moore from Rathbones, Ollie Creasy from Quilt Achieve It, and Ben Conway from Hawksmoor Investment Management.
Obviously, we've seen a rise in online shopping, and I think most of you have mentioned the idea of retail logistics as a great place to invest. But is there a bit of a bubble there?
I wouldn't say there's a bubble, because actually, fundamentally, supply is not enough to meet up, to catch up with demand. There's been a huge amount of third-party logistics and online retail who are snapping up floor space. And then from an investment perspective, a lot of it has coming from sort of institutional investors and private equity. It's difficult to call if it's a bubble, because actually when you look at sort of where, you know, the demand supply dynamics, there does seem to be this imbalance. So at the moment, we can comment on the fact that this is the ferociously popular area of the market. This is the area with rental growth. This is the area of capital growth. So at the moment, it doesn't feel like it's a bubble, not yet anyway. It's hard to call though. Well, at the moment, from our perspective, we can't see it being a bubble. If there's any sort of hint, maybe that it may have got ahead of itself, is that speculative development is on the up. But as I said, given there's such a huge appetite for these sites, there's a sense that these are going to be taken up fairly quickly.
No, I just again would gently challenge Alex, because I don't know. I agree it's probably not a bubble, but you know, yes, we all know the fundamentals are fantastic, but it comes down to valuation and where's the margin of safety. And I start to worry that the margin of safety is disappearing very quickly, particularly from big box. So when you look at absolute valuations, I'm talking about absolute valuations. When you're seeing very large big boxes transact sub 4% yields, then you just got to start questioning, you know, is it worth investing in this as an asset class anymore? Because you're going to have to pay charges, you're going to have to worry about inflation keeping pace with rents, etc. And I think when you're starting to get sub 4, the absolute case starts to be really challenged. It maybe looks fine for, you know, if you've got a very large warehouse that you're letting to Amazon, then, you know, and they're paying you rent that's equivalent to a 3-ish 4% yield, but obviously that's way better than you can get on Amazon credit, and it's probably cheaper than Amazon shares on an earnings yield basis. But these are relative arguments, and I really dislike relative arguments, because what investors really care about is absolute valuations and getting real return on their investment.
No, I actually agree, totally agree on that one. And this is coming back to the point I made earlier about having to just be very careful when you're looking at property. We've talked about looking at sub-asset classes, but even within that, you know, even within logistics, you do need to look at the big box versus the urban logistics and the last mile sites. And you know, when you look at last mile, you see, you know, a lot of competing land use in urban areas, whether it's residential, social housing, self-storage. You know, there's a huge amount of competition for sites. But no, I think at an absolute level, we have seen the big box assets are, you know, they are a lot of them. I've seen some deals go by sub 3%, and you kind of scratch your head wondering, well why? You know, the tenants here, I know you could talk about strong covenants like Amazon, but you know, there's still some cyclicality in there. Just because you hold a big box site or an urban logistics, again, it comes back to comments we've made previously. Look at your tenants. You could have tenants that are geared towards bricks and mortar retail, or perhaps even geared towards some sectors that have been really challenged in the last 18 months, like automotive sector, or maybe even the airline industry. So yeah, stock selection, again, you've got to be extra careful here. But we also, again, do need to look within the sub-asset class. You have to look at the sub-asset classes within the sub-asset classes.
One thing I think you're right to ask the question about it being a bubble. When you look at the trajectory of valuations over the last 5, 10 years or so? I think the answer is no, but I think you also need to be mindful of what could change to cause the correction in the market. We've talked about the speculative element and the supply-demand balance. Actually, I think looking at the market within its within sort of narrow confines, I think it the balance is still very favourable, and I have no concerns. I think you need to keep a closer eye on the things that are occurring in the car park and beyond of these buildings, not what's going on within. If minimum wage rules were to change dramatically and the cost of having a driver or indeed, someone said, let's put a massive tax on petrol vehicles or diesel vehicles, or the cost of a Tesco delivery goes from £3 to £15, which is probably what it really should be. These are the sort of things that will make people go, oh, hang on a second, maybe the entire future of retail isn't in cardboard boxes. And people like myself who basically have not stepped foot in a supermarket or most shops for a while now might say, well, you know what, I'm not paying that for the privilege of having it brought to my door. I'll just step out and do it myself. Those are the things that I'm keeping my eye on.